Hello, and I would like to say thank you for giving me all the heads up. I have not been able to play Fortnite. I'm out of state, and I did not bring my Xbox. I can't play on my phone because my phone can't run Fortnite. And thank you, thank you very much. Yeah, hopefully this is featured in the next podcast or Daily Fortnite. Yeah.
Hey, Mikey, I just wanted to say your podcasts are amazing and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Mike Daddy, for everything you do, and I am very happy with what you do. Every day I go on your podcast and I listen, and it gives me the stoop on everything. And when my friends are like, oh, what's happening with this update, because they never read the patch notes, I tell them everything. And also, before I go into a match, I know what's going to happen. So it's all thanks to you, so shout out. And thanks for being the one who's been here for a long time. Thanks. Please put me in your podcast. Sorry. Yeah, thanks.
Hey, welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. Real quick, I got to give a shout out here to Diego, Kendall Medine, and The Gamer's Life. Those are the voice messages that you just heard that were left for me over on the Anchor app. I actually got to give these guys a special shout out because I'm actually quite late on a couple of these voice messages here. I didn't realize it, but so guys, recently I had to get a new phone. My old phone broke, and so I got a new phone. I obviously still have the Anchor app on my new phone, but I didn't have my notifications turned on, so I did not realize that I had some new voice messages. Diego and Kendall, your guys's voice messages are about a month old here. Gamer's Life, yours is just a couple days old. But sorry it took me so long to get to those. I didn't see them because I didn't have notifications turned on the Anchor app on my new phone, so I didn't have those. So sorry about that, but thank you so much for those fire voice messages that you guys left. Let's see here. Also, you can support a creator, and I'm one of the creators that you can support. Just use Mike Daddy in the item shop, MMMIKEDADDY. I would really appreciate it, and I got to give a special thank you today again to Red Space Beast. Thank you for giving me the support in the item shop there. Totally love it, and a big shout out again to everybody. More of you guys signed up again today. You know, I went in and checked my dashboard, and now there's over, you know, just a couple of days ago when I finally got to check my dashboard, when Epic got that up and running for us, you know, I just had a little bit over 130. Now we have over 150. So even just in the last couple of days, you guys have been pouring in there and giving me your support, and I just really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much. Again, I also have an Amazon link, so you can go ahead and head over to that Amazon link. And if you click on that and go shop around, Amazon is going to send me a little bit of the money you spend my way instead of keeping it all for themselves. So thank you for that as well. Let's see here. Let's talk about TwitchCon Day 2. Wow, today was so much fun to watch. It was so exciting. Heat 3, Heat 4, they were so much fun to watch. I especially watching Heat 3 was so much fun. I mean, Ghost Gaming, they owned the top of the leaderboard in Heat 3 there. I mean, I think every single member of the Ghost Gaming team was, you know, near the top of the board, or everybody was on the board. They all made it through together, and I don't think they got first place, but you know, they were all like second, third, fourth, and fifth. It was insane. And then, you know, just the, you know, Ghost Aiden playing with Nick Merckx, that was an epic team. I mean, that was so much fun to watch them. That one game where they dominated, I think they had 11 eliminations in that game. That was amazing. Nick Merckx and Ghost Aiden holding it down for us controller players. You know, because, you know, I play on PS4 and I play with controller. So, you know, again, this is why Fortnite said, you know, when we play these tournaments, their mixed lobbies, because, you know, guys like this, they show us that, you know, controller players, we really can hold up to a mouse and keyboard. So, yeah, that was really fun to watch. I can't wait for the finals tomorrow. It's going to be so much fun, so much money on the line. I mean, first prize winners, they're going to split $400,000, so $200,000 each for the duos. It's going to be so much fun and exciting to watch, I think. If anything like the last 2 days, it should be great. Let's see here. Let's go over a weekly challenge. And again, this is one where you kind of have to go searching around the map for these different areas. So I'll give you the locations for these. And this challenge I'm going to go over is where to record a speed of 27 or more at different radar signs. And I'll kind of give you the general idea of where the radar signs are. So in the desert area, kind of, let's see here, just north of of Tombstone Town, Old West Town, and right next to the Oasis area in, let's see here, that's H9. There is a radar there. Also in the desert area, next to the next to the racetrack in I-7, there is a radar there. There is a radar in, let's see here, D-8. That is south of Shifty Shafts, just west of Salty Springs in F7, there's a radar just south of Tomato Temple on the opposite side of the tunnel, the side of the tunnel farthest away from Tomato Temple. There's a radar sign that is, what, G4? There's also one west of Leaky Lake in D5, up in the upper left corner of D5. And there is one west of of Lazy Links in E3, kind of like in the middle. It'll be on the road, so you'll kind of see where that dirt road is there, and you'll find it there. Alrighty, that is all the locations there. So let's see here. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You need to get 5 of them total, so that should be plenty of options to choose from. Let's go over the item shop today. So in the item shop, we got a new outfit. So spooky, it says. It's Bunny Moon. The description is, who are you supposed to be again? And yeah, she's got like Christmas lights on her. She's got a bunny tail. She's got like striped pants on. She's got two different boots on. She's got boots on, but they're not matching boots. She's got a corset on. She's got a bunny mask on with big bunny ears. She's got like a moon necklace on. She definitely doesn't look like she knew what she was doing when she was putting together a costume. She just grabbed a bunch of stuff and put it all together. Let's see here. You still also are going to get Deadfire in the featured section as well, along with the pickaxe Dark Shard. The Toxic Trooper is in the item shop right now, and it comes with a pathogen back bling. You get the toothpick harvesting tool. You have the Earhart outfit. I'm a big fan of the Earhart outfit with the airflow back bling. And then you get the pumpernickel emote in here. Let's see here. You get the buckled back bling. So this is the back bling. When you buy it, it has a set of 3 different backpacks with it. And then we have a new emote, Treat Yourself. This is a lovely Halloween-themed one. It's just like the popcorn one where they are throwing popcorn in the face, only she's holding, or your character is holding a Halloween candy bucket, throwing candy in their face, and then at some point they will hold the bucket out and start dumping the candy out in front of you. So it's pretty awesome. I actually like it. Again, I'm a big Halloween fan. We're big Halloween fans in this household, so I gotta love that one. Let's see here. Let's do a tip of the day now. So the tip of the day, again, we're gonna relate this to Fall Skirmish at TwitchCon day 2 here. The qualifiers, because again, it was fire. If you didn't get a chance to watch it, go back and watch it on Twitch. You know, all those videos are archived over there on the Fortnite Twitch channel, so definitely go back and watch this if you didn't get to watch it today. The gameplay was phenomenal. What really got a lot of wins today was whoever had the highest ground won, whoever was up the highest. And, you know, that's, I mean, at the end of the game, not just at any point throughout the match, but especially end game, the higher you could get yourself up above your opponents, there at the end, you could just rain down shots at them and keep yourself safe so they wouldn't be able to hit you. Especially if you have heals and you're that high up, you can win out in a heal off. But yeah, just being higher up, you know, so when you start getting, you know, kind of reserve as many mats as you can for the end of the game there, if you're at the end of the game, or if you typically play a style where you get to the end a lot, that way you can build yourself up, and when that circle starts moving around, you know, already have yourself a little tower built up, that way you can build some floors and start running along those floors and following it and just keep following where the circle path is going. You know, put down some floors, put down pyramids on top of those, that way you have extra protection and it won't be as easy to shoot you down. Yeah, but that is definitely, let's see here, Ghost Bizzle and Ghost Demo, they won the first two games back-to-back of today's Heat, and, you know, that was the strategy they used. They were just getting up high and staying up high and, you know, letting the players down below them fight it out, and they would, you know, pick them off from up above. So definitely the higher you can get, the better at the end of the game. Alrighty, guys, that's it for today. Let's see here. Go ahead, go join the Discord server, go follow me over on Twitch, and subscribe to my YouTube channel. You guys are a really awesome community. I love that you guys are so awesome. Today I had to ban some from Discord because somebody came in there and tried to be toxic. That was the first time I ever had to do that, so that was you know, and I've been doing this for quite a while, and I've had the Discord server up for a while, so I love that you guys are really a positive group and keep it positive, so thank you so much for that. Let's see here, and hopefully we'll keep those trolls out, or I'll do a good job of catching them like I did today before anybody sees what they're how they're trying to troll people. And then let's see here. If you want to get a shout out here on the show, just go ahead, leave a 5-star rating and a written review over on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and that's how you're going to get the shout out. Subscribe to the show while you're there. You know, it's going to help you make sure that you get the latest episode as soon as it comes out, as soon as it's released to Apple Podcasts and iTunes. And then it's also going to help the show jump up in the rankings so that we can continue to build this awesome, positive community and keep it growing. All right, guys. That's it for now. Thank you guys again for all this, the creator support and those voice messages. I got the notifications turned on my phone now for when I get messages in Anchor, so I'm not going to miss them from now on. Thank you so much again. Have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.